in your face. Well, it is Slick Week in September, presented by Melbourne Rubber. And on the line, we have Taylor from Melbourne Rubber. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and it's wonderful to be here.
I love Slick Week. It's such a great event. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's an event we've been running for quite a number of years now, and essentially it's about being your best in latex, showing yourself in front of people, and just this, a whole week of events from basically the 9th of September through to the 14th. So it's a good time to get your rubber on and meet other rubberists from all around the world.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about some of those events, because they're really fun.
Yes, no, they certainly are. So we usually kick off on Tuesday the 9th with a newbie social at Eagle Leather. And then we go to a rubber trivia at the Laird on the 10th. Then we sort of do a maximum gloss and then have a bit of a brunch on Friday in preparation for our main event at Collingwood Town Hall for the Melbourne Rubber 2025 competition. And then a bit of a party on with Barber on September 13th, along with a couple of workshops. And then we sort of wind down a little bit down at DT's with a bit of a recovery.
The Melbourne Rubber event, like, you know, the crowning event, if you like, on the 12th of September at the Collingwood Town Hall. I love the fact that that's gender inclusive. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so a few years ago now, Melbourne Rubber, was in 2024, we decided that we'd become fully gender inclusive. And we just have one competition, one sash for all. And it was a major decision to be made, because previously to that, we only had a focus as the rubber men. And so we opened it up to all genders to make it a safe and, consenting, a very safe place for all genders to be able to show them their selves.
So, Taylor, tell us about your rubber journey.
My rubber journey goes back quite a ways, about 1990 actually. Been on and off with that, but only in since about 2020 that I started getting into rubber again, along with other fetish wear as well, as part of the fetish scene in Melbourne.
It is a great community, isn't it? It's a real community of solidarity and support. Tell us a bit more about Melbourne's rubber community.
Yeah, it's a very broad spectrum of people. We have people from all diverse backgrounds and all cultures within our group, and all identities. So everyone is welcome, and it's just a safe place to be able to express yourself, and whether you like wearing rubber or latex as a fashion or a fetish, it doesn't matter. It's about embracing yourself, embracing your body, and embracing your life.
So you got involved with the rubber community in 1990, such a different era. What was it like then?
Well, actually, I wasn't part of the community back then, but I was into rubber. I was in a bit of a backward town back in the day when things were pretty bad. So, yes, I was into rubber, but there was no community back then for rubber for me. So.
Wow, so the community really has come a long way, and it's great that there is that sense of camaraderie and that inclusiveness, but also just that sense of rubber identity. It's an emerging community. It has emerged, and it just goes to show how much the community's changed in 30-odd years, because you must have done it hard in rural Victoria. I mean, I grew up in the country. I know how rough it was.
Yeah, it was an extremely tough time, especially if you were not a straight person, you were definitely either ostracised or picked on, particularly during the 80s and 90s. That's for a number of reasons, but they're just old ways of thinking, non-inclusivity at all. So if you weren't playing the football with the boys, or being a girl still doing your girl things, and you didn't fit in, then you sort of didn't have many places to go.
So how did you actually discover Melbourne's rubber community, and when did that happen?
So I discovered that. So I've been in the fetish scene in Melbourne when I moved to Melbourne in 2013. And so I actually discovered that through the fetish scene itself. And then because people wore leather, they wore latex, and there were many, many types of expression of people within the community. And then I obviously met some absolutely amazing people who were part of Melbourne Rubber, and then I got invited, and for the last couple of years I've been chairperson of it.
Fantastic. Tell us how the rubber community differs from the leather community. I know there's overlap.
Well, in a class called Second Skin, it's the, you know, I think the second biggest fetish in the world. It's the feel of latex, which is very different from leather. And also latex, where leather comes from more of the old guard, gay community, bikies and people coming back from Vietnam War and everything. So a lot of that sort of cropped up. Latex is actually sort of a newer, fashionable material. But it gives, it's tight to the skin. It, makes you feel good. It is also an amazing, material for actually just everyday streetwear. When we've got people who do wear latex as streetwear. It's actually, there is some level of normalization in a way, but you feel special when you're wearing it.
And that must feel great. I mean, everyone loves to feel special, and that sounds really beautiful.
It certainly is, particularly here in Melbourne, you can actually wear latex down the street without having to be worried about being attacked or anything else. It's actually probably one of the safest cities in the world, and we've got the greatest expression here in Melbourne, on a global scale of not only all fetishes, but also latex.
Wow. Now, I was reading today that there is an event. It's Leather Week, a week of leather, and they're having an event that's kind of like a rubber and leather head-to-head, like a competition at the Laird. Do you know anything about that? And if so, what's it like?
Well, there are certain events which are not all-inclusive. I'm actually not aware of that particular event. So, but I do know that our events that we run are fully inclusive for the whole week, and that includes at the Laird. But I am actually have not read that one today. So, because I've been working basically.
Yeah, fair enough. So Slick Week runs from September 9 to 14. I've got to ask you, what is your favourite event at Slick Week?
Oh, look, it has to be the actual main competition. To see people bring their true, sort of demonstrate them their true selves and their inner selves to through latex, to actually be on stage, own it in front of a lot of people who are watching them, just seeing them shine is incredible.
Yeah, and everyone I talk to who's involved with Slick Week just loves that sense of validation and community that comes from it. So what do the judges look for? What do you have to do if you're a contestant for Melbourne Rubber? Like, what's the criteria?
Well, there's three categories. And so we won't go into the details because we can't go around giving them too much of a heads up if they happen to be listening. But there are three categories. And we actually look at, apart from just sort of the fashion, their stage presence, but also their community spirit. So, and we're looking for authenticity, right? And like last year, Elliot competition, and they actually had a, they really authentically showed themselves, what they were about, and their story. So it's about just being yourself and showing yourself and, sort of being vulnerable in a way, but also embracing, obviously, who you are, but through latex.
Fantastic. And that sounds really empowering, that people can be their true selves or show a true part of themselves in a safe environment and feel validated and loved. I mean, that's what we all want.
Yes, no, it certainly is. It's something we all crave for. And, by finding your tribe, as you say, it's there where you build camaraderie, you know, community, and also safety, particularly in today's day and age.
Absolutely. Taylor, if people want more information about Slick Week, they can go to Melbourne Rubber's website, or check you guys out on Facebook.
Yeah, so they can go to our website, Facebook, and also you can, just so you're aware, buy your tickets through Eagle Leather, and also for the Week one, you can either buy them at Eagle Leather or through Barber.
So, fantastic.
They're all available there.
Taylor, the chairperson of Melbourne Rubber, thank you so much for chatting with us today on 3CR. It's been a real pleasure to hear your voice and hear all about Slick Week.
Thank you very much.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.